We have people that are so corrupt. We have people that are willing to sell the state of Indiana, to sell the United States over to globalist interests. It's kind of like that quote from David Rockefeller's memoirs, that if he were to be accused of being against America and having a cabal of a globalist one world government, he says he stands guilty of that charge and he's then proud of it.
Welcome, everyone. I'm Rebecca Terrell with The New American, and with me today in the spotlight is John Schrock. He's field coordinator for the John Birch Society in Indiana, and he's been on the front lines in the Hoosier State, battling these government-subsidized carbon capture pipelines and all sorts of unconstitutional encroachments that they're bringing down along with them. John, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me today. You catch me in my flannels. I've been out amongst farmers, raising awareness of what's happening here in the Hoosier State. But I want to tell people, it's not just the Hoosier State that this is happening in. We know other states. This is a global effort that they are trying to accomplish.
Absolutely. And I know we've had some successes recently in North and South Dakota. You know, Navigator is one of the companies trying to install these pipelines, and they've pulled out entirely. They've pulled their application permit, and the permit application for Summit was denied out there. But you're dealing with a slightly different issue in Indiana. Why don't you give us a rundown of that, and then we're going to talk about what you're doing about it.
I absolutely love hearing about the successes, and I think we need to bring those to the forefront. As you just mentioned, these are multi-billion, multi-trillion dollar companies that have deep pockets. I mean, they have so much money, they don't even know what to do with. They just recently did an ad buy in Northwest Indiana, $300,000. They wrote a check like it was Skittles to do a $300,000 ad buy. But when we beat them there in the Dakotas and in Iowa, it was because the people got involved. When I say people getting involved, they first got educated about what the problem was, so they knew where to apply the force. Where are they supposed to go in order to be able to stop this? What we're facing here, Hoosier State, many would tell us, well, John, it's a red state. We have the trifecta. We have the red governor, we have the red house, and we have the red Senate. Yet I take you to our governor, Eric Holcomb, a five-time World Economic Forum keynote speaker who took his secretaries of, I believe it was Commerce and Agriculture, if I'm not mistaken, over to speak with him over there at the World Economic Forum for several years in a row. And they're bringing back those globalist ideologies, anti-American ideologies to the Hoosier State. To Lebanon, Indiana, for instance, they're going to do this LEAP project, L-E-A-P, LEAP project. They're wanting to suck 100 million gallons of water a day. I did my math. That's a billion gallons every 10 days. You have to stop and think about the amount of water that that is. A billion gallons every 10 days, that's 3 billion gallons every month. They're going to be sucking that water dry. Why do they need to do this? Is because they believe that carbonization or carbon is a poison. They believe that carbon dioxide is a poison. That is the most absurd thing that I've ever heard. Carbon dioxide is a gas of life. It's what helps us have photosynthesis. Six parts of carbon dioxide, six parts water, plus radiant sunlight equals a molecule of glucose, plus it gives us six molecules of O2, oxygen that you and I breathe. Right. But they need to do that. And so what we're fighting against is a corrupt Indiana legislature, a corrupt Indiana governorship that has set up the laws in the state of Indiana. All of these are legal right now in the state of Indiana. House Bill 1209 back in 2022, the regular session of 2022, passed through. It brought carbon sequestration to 90 of the 92 counties in the state of Indiana. And it passed with flying colors with Republican support. It was passed because Indiana Farm Bureau, state level Farm Bureau, advocated, lobbied for this bill. Now they are trying to deny the fact that they lobbied for the bill. Yet we know, because I stood right next to their lobbyist as he was lobbying for that bill, asking for senators and representatives to vote yes on House Bill 1209.
And House Bill 1209 shows that all of this is premeditated. They've been planning this for a long time.
Well, you say premeditated. I would agree with that statement, because you go to 2019 when we did the pilot project in Vermilion and Vigo. That's the two other counties in Indiana. In 2019, then Senator John Ford, then he got the pilot project for the nation's largest CO2 sequestration point to be about 45 minutes south of my home. And so they're going to be pumping millions upon millions of metric tons of carbon dioxide on top of the Tays River Aquifer.
And this is where carbon dioxide does become dangerous, because it's liquefied in the pipelines, which means it's dangerous. And then you go down into those aquifers and holy moly, what's going to happen there?
So when liquefied CO2 comes in contact with water, as you were talking about, it becomes carbonic acid. When it becomes carbonic acid, what's interesting to note is they are going down to the Mount Simon sandstone geologic structure, which we know that one of the number one ways to dissolve sandstone is acid. You know, you almost have to say, wait for it, and then hear this diabolical plan that they have on this. What's really encouraging, we just got done on this past, I'm looking at my calendar real quick. It was a Tuesday evening. We were up in White County, Indiana. We had upwards of 170 people. That was one of the numbers that they gave me. There was quite a few people packed into the historic Reynolds School. I'm telling you, there is something special about our basketball legacy here in the state of Indiana. Hoops was recorded here. And so I was in one of those historic gyms where they played basketball back in the day. And we were informing people about how they can get involved. We were telling them about a global level conspiracy and breaking it down that they would be able to understand, so then that they would come out, because we're going to be having a legislative action day on January the 9th at 11 a.m. at the Indiana State Capitol. We're not just trying to talk to be a talking head or to get onto another level. What we're attempting to do is to educate people so that they will believe that we need to have less government, more responsibility, and with God's help, a better world. They have to have that responsibility, but they must be educated about what the conspiracy is. You've got a lot of people with their hands involved in this. We've got BlackRock. That's run by Larry Fink, who is on the World Economic Forum board. He's with, you know, friends with Klaus Schwab, you know, the guy that said, we will own nothing and be happy about it. That's here in Indiana, because BP is owned by BlackRock, which, and you see the connection. This is conspiratorial level. This is not by accident. It wasn't an oops or a whoops-a-daisy, as we say, maybe when a two-year-old tumbles over. This is a planned attack. They have slowly taken down laws. They have written laws in such a way that the last person holding the bag is the landowner. I was just on the phone mere minutes ago before our interview today with landowners in Spencer County, Indiana. They are begging for the truth to be brought to their county, because what they are under is a mechanics lien because a solar farm company went belly up. And now who pays the price? Yes, that's right.
Yep.
The landowner.
Taxpayers.
Well, if they pay the price, Rebecca, if they're the ones that pay the price, then their voice should be heard at the Indiana State House on January 9th.
YouTube had a few words when they canceled us. We had a few words for them. No more. Do more. Subscribe today and get 25% off your first year. TheNewAmerican.com.
Amen to that. Now, and also this LEAP project, what you talked about, this is one of these 15-minute cities. I mean, Indiana seems like it's getting not just a 1-2 punch, but a right jab, left hook, all at the same time. Explain how that all ties into this, to the carbon sequestration and carbon capture.
So the LEAP project is the business end of the 15-minute city, in my opinion. You have you can go to their website, the LEAP project. I don't have it. I'll try to get you that link so we can share it out to people. And it talks
we'll put it below in the description. And you know what? I have been on that site, and I want to say it is an initiative of the Indiana Economic Development Commission. But
yes,
you go on their site, their offices are all over the world. The headquarters is somewhere in Europe, I think in Germany. They have an office in Israel. They have one in China.
Yes. And you would think when you see that, and you can go, I know the map that you're thinking about has all those little pretty lines connecting back to Indiana, their new tagline, Be Bold, Indiana, or something like that. And it's truly globalist. So when we use the term globalist, I'm confronting it head on.
Right.
This is not conspiracy theory. This is us sharing public information. It's publicly accessible, just not publicly known yet. And that is what's making these cockroaches scatter, is sunlight. Sunlight is the best disinfectant. We have people that are so corrupt. We have people that are willing to sell the state of Indiana, to sell the United States over to globalist interests. It's kind of like that quote from David Rockefeller's memoirs, that if he were to be accused of being against America and having a cabal of a globalist one world government, he says he stands guilty of that charge, and he's then proud of it. One person told me that it was like when they come to this point where they're running to the finish line naked, you know that there's a problem, folks.
Right.
We know there's a problem. I was just looking up some campaign finance reports of some of the state representatives. Boy, are they well funded by the Green New Deal.
Absolutely. And BlackRock and all of the usual suspects, you know. BlackRock's behind it. And actually, in Indiana, there was, in 2013, there was a carbon capture initiative funded by BlackRock and Valero that fell through because some major player pulled out. But this has been going on for a long time. So it's coming to fruition now while we've been sleeping.
In Kentucky, in the Commonwealth of Kentucky, in approximately 2011, they tried to do a carbon capture, carbon sequestration thing. But they found it to be, I talked to a senator down there, and he called it wildly expensive. That's what they figured out, was that it was going to be wildly expensive. I submit to you today, it's no less wildly expensive. Yes, it's very well funded because of ineptly named bills, such as the Inflation Reduction Act, the infrastructure bill. It's those bills that have nothing to do with the title. It's like that bill, Affordable Health Care Act. You know, you pay $300 for health care and get this much health care, and then now you're paying $1,200 for about this much health care. It's that kind of a bill, or Paperwork Reduction Act, that you had this much paperwork beforehand, and then afterwards you have that much paperwork. It means nothing, but the title sounds really good. This is now well-funded. Well, what they have to have, we have to remember, right now in China, they are in the middle of a mass urbanization. Right now, they are in the middle of mass urbanization. They're pushing 250 million peasant farmers out of the rural areas into mass cities. Well, you have to have something for them to do. I mean, at least that's my opinion. You got to keep them somewhat busy.
Sure.
Well, you have a place like the LEAP project. And so we have business there. And so then they on their website, you can read about how they are centrally located. Things are within 30 miles. Well, what's to say if we don't start shrinking it down and down and down? It is a UN approved. It's a UN Sustainable Development city. So when we start having those parameters put in, you will be rewarded, according to their website. Largely in part says that you will be rewarded for driving riding bikes and public transit while you're there at their UN Sustainable Development City.
And it's all laid out in black and white in Agenda 2030. None of this
which
is
Agenda 2030. But we have to break down the stigma, as we are doing at these farmland conferences. We are breaking down the stigma of believing that Agenda 2030 is conspiracy theory. I literally state in the meetings is Agenda 2030, and I ask people, how many have you heard, how many people have heard that Agenda 21 and Agenda 2030 is conspiracy theory? And the number of hands vary, but there's a good section of cross-section of people that believe that. As soon as they hear that, they go, oh, this is a conspiracy theorist. Then you show them the website, the UN website that it comes from. And then you can see their mind connecting the dots. Then they are educated to go be involved and engaged at the county level, at the state level, and at the federal level. And I want to bring out the point right now is we have focused on federal level politics, and I'm not critiquing somebody that is, but we need to understand that the battlefront is not only at the federal level. It's not only at the state level. We are talking about the battle being at your county level. I just came back from a Thanksgiving holiday. I ate way too much turkey, too much pumpkin pie. You know the feeling on that. But when I came back in my territory as regional director, my personal territory, five different counties are in the next 2 weeks having directly tied to Agenda 2030 propositions being brought before them. Five different counties.
Wow.
The responsibility that we have, we must be as an electorate, we must be educated. That was what Robert Welch talked about, was educating the electorate. So then we can go and educate the elected.
Yes.
Guess what? Our responsibility is to get down to the state house. Our responsibility is to communicate with the U.S. Capitol. But we need to be down at the local courthouse and talking to our county commissioners, our county council members, or depending upon the state, their board of supervisors, but the county level officials, and educating them about the truth of the matter.
Yep, this is exactly what Benjamin Franklin was talking about when he answered that question about what kind of government our founding fathers had crafted. And he said, we have given you a republic if you can keep it. And this is exactly what you're doing. You're fighting to keep it. How can people find out about the upcoming conferences that you're hosting?
So they can always go to a couple of Facebook places. I've got my Pastor John Schrock Facebook page, JONSCHROCK. I put the events up there. I just uploaded another one. I'm going to be in Pulaski County on December the 18th. Folks, we're talking 1 week out from Christmas. This is how hot it is. This is the level of involvement. People are saying 7 days away from Christmas, it makes no difference. We don't want our water poisoned. We want to keep our water. It's our water, and we need it to be fresh. Then I was just contacted by Bowling Green, Kentucky, and they're telling me they want me on the 19th, 6 days from Christmas. Wow. This is how involved people are. This is how they are becoming educated. So you can go there. We also have the United Citizens Against Carbon Pipelines and Sequestration, another Facebook page. We have the Indiana page, the Illinois page, and the Kentucky page. And then you always need to go to the New American and search about carbon capture, Green New Deal. Become educated on it. We've got great material that you can read about it. And there at JBS, we have Agenda 2030 and you. You need to understand how it affects you, because it's every area of humanity. Every area of life is going to be affected. 17 sustainable development goals that touch everything.
And, you know, about you having all of these conferences so close to Christmas, I'd like to remind people that St. Joseph and the Blessed Virgin had to travel a long way with just a little donkey to go to their Christmas festivities, I guess you could say, their celebration of Christmas. So it's our job to travel in their footsteps, wouldn't you say, Pastor John?
Yes, that is true. I don't know that Mary was thinking it was quite the festivities while she was birthing our Savior, but I'm sure I was so glad that she did.
Absolutely, absolutely. The virgin birth. So thank you so much, John. We're going to keep our finger on the pulse of this and help you get the word out as much as possible. So let me know what else we can do. We're going to post all of these links down below in the description once we post the video. And just Godspeed to you.
Thank you so much.
Remember when the only uncertainty in the news was the weather forecast? And you could depend on your local newspaper to bring you the news with only a hint of bias. Nowadays, there's a deluge of news outlets striving for your attention. But surprisingly, all the narrative is from one direction. At The New American, we hold fast to the timeless truths of our founders and provide a refuge of honest reporting. Visit thenewamerican.com today and get 25% off your subscription.